Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
We can fly to the moon, get there by tomorrow afternoon. I don't want to speak too soon, but I think I love you. I'm ready, look inside, check out all the things I try to hide. I don't want to speak too soon, but I think I'd like you to. Yeah, we got magic in our head. We play in the star when the sun comes up. Get into my bed. I don't want to speak too soon, but I think I love you. I don't want to speak too soon. We could swim in the sea.
I don't want to
be on where we should be. Maybe we could go back in. Thought I saw a shark fin. We could live in a haunted house. See how long till we move out. I don't want to speak too soon, but I think I want you. Yeah, we got magic and I hit it. We play in the stars when the sun comes up. Get into my bed. I don't want to speak too soon, but I think I love you. I don't want to speak too soon. Get into my bed. I don't want to speak too soon, but I think I love you. I don't want to speak too soon. Yeah, I don't want to speak too soon. Yeah, and I don't want to be sick. Don't want to be
Bay Ledges live on KX93.5. That was their original tune called Safe. And wow, you guys, that was beautiful. How are you?
Thanks, man. Good.
Thanks for coming in. Oh, let's switch the mics. There we go. Perfect.
That's right.
If you're just tuning in, this is Bay Ledges. They're here for a live in studio session to talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of music. Yeah. And that was their song Safe. It's their debut single, and it's Zach and Georgia.
Yes.
I'm also Zach. So to make this less confusing, I will not refer to myself at all.
Cool.
It's all about you. It's all about you, Zach.
Cool. No. It's all about me.
And Georgia. So you guys are brother and sister. That's really, really cool. How long have you been making music together?
Since we were kids in like various ways, but this is probably the first time that we've kind of more intentionally made music together, I'd say. Like,
yeah, like writing together.
Yeah.
Well,
is music a big part of your family or?
Yeah, but I mean, both of our parents sang and.
They actually did like a traveling show in the 70s. It was called America Spirit.
Yeah.
Where they would like sing and dance.
That's so cool.
It was like a high school. Yeah, our parents were teachers. So, yeah, they would do this show every year. And we like grew up watching that. It was definitely a part of our childhood for sure.
Yeah, you really just need somebody to ignite the flame, you know, and then that whole passion for music takes off on its own. Like for me, it was just my grandmother and grandfather singing to me. When I was a little kid, when they watch me, they like sing to me.
Yeah.
And that was it. And like nobody else in my family does music, you know, for a living. There's some musicality, but you really just need somebody to introduce you.
Totally, man.
At the right time. And
yeah, exactly.
But my brother is actually an incredible musician too. So it's good bonding for siblings.
Do you guys play together?
We do play together, but I don't know if we could be in a band together. I don't know. You guys have to be... have to know how to communicate.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's a good point. But with anybody, really.
But, yeah, but yeah. You're not your brother and sister, so it's not exactly the same dynamic as a brother and a younger brother. And there's a lot that we have issues. We go to family therapy.
Do you really?
No. We all go to the same therapist, but at different times. We don't do group family therapy.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay.
And she never says, like, your brother said something.
She's really discreet.
Really
She's
uncool
good.
About you, just
yeah.
so you know.
I can give you guys her card.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, your therapist is talking to you about each other sibling.
Yeah. You better watch out, Zach.
No, she's good. It's good for her to get to know the whole...
Is she like, Laguna-based? Is she local?
She is... South OC baby.
Okay. Yeah, nice. We'll leave it at that. We can keep her anonymous.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I'm not going to say she hasn't been on the show before.
Oh,
no way. She's a celebrity therapist.
She's on the show now.
Those are the best. That's how you know they're good, right? They have their own show.
She specializes in musicians, and we have, you know, musicians are we need therapy
yeah,
sometimes.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
yeah.
That, and when we're not able to get it out on paper, you know.
Is she a musician too?
She's not.
She just
okay, I feel like this is...
Yeah, we're
Georgia,
going down the road. We're going.
You are really latching on to this one. This was meant to be a very short...
just like a very minor
it was
piece.
Supposed to be an aside about my therapist.
I'm so
like,
sorry to put
really,
you on the spot
you're really
like
interested.
That. I want to know.
Okay, but this is a really great song, you guys. It's called Safe. Bay Ledges, if you're just tuning in. I have to ask you about how you came up with the name Bay Ledges.
Yeah, that's it's the name of this land that our grandparents owned up in Maine. It's like just woods, basically. And we like grew up going there and, you know, playing in the woods and... yeah, and I don't know. It just kind of, that seemed
that,
like a...
And, I like it.
Yeah, and the music originally, I mean, it was kind of, it was just kind of trying to reconnect with, like, your childhood and just having fun making music and not really thinking too much. And so that land was definitely a place when we were kids that, you know, we grew up going to. So it just seemed like a good reference.
I dig the nostalgia aspect of
cool.
it.
Cool.
You know, as long as it has a meaning, I'm happy.
Yeah.
When I first read it, I'm like, Bay Ledges. I was trying to think of what it can mean, but as long I'm happy with that. That's a good answer.
Yeah, you'll take that.
Yeah.
Right,
no, I'm gonna tell everybody that they should name their
you
band.
You weren't fully on
I'm
board
gonna name
until...
I actually once wanted to name a band Rockfield because there's a street called Rockfield by my
yeah.
by my house.
Oh. Rockfield.
You know, it's just nostalgic. You go back to your childhood.
Yeah.
But no, so you guys are from Maine. And then you ended up in New York
yeah.
before you came here out here, Zach?
Yeah.
What were
yeah.
you doing out in New York?
I was doing music and, you know, working a 9-to-5 job and but mostly
grinding it out.
Just grinding, yeah. And doing like the singer-songwriter thing and so yeah, just doing that balance. Mm-hmm. And then moved out here 3 years ago and Georgia had been here already for like 7 years or something.
Yeah. Or yeah. It had been like 6 or 7
what
years.
What brought
yeah.
you out here, Georgia?
Well, initially acting, and I've kind of done some music here and there along the way too. So it's been a few different things, but yeah, the acting bug got me out here for sure. Yeah.
It'll do that.
It will.
The lure of Hollywood. It didn't get me.
Yeah, you're safe.
I'm close enough, though. I'm happy.
Yeah, you can see.
I grew up here in OC, and I totally.
You saw.
I did not appreciate Orange County, but now that I'm older and I have my own child, I'm like, this place is not. It's not half bad. We're pretty lucky.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
But LA is great because of what it offers musicians and entertainers and aspiring.
Yeah.
Actors and all that, but I wouldn't want to live in the heat of it. I'm happy to be down here.
Yeah, it's nice.
What
yeah.
part of LA are you guys based in?
So I was in Georgia's in Venice, and then I was there as well, and then like 5 months ago moved to the east side, I guess East Hollywood.
Little Armenia to be
ooh.
More specific.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
I just kind of wanted to check out that side of town and it seemed like more musicians were kind of living.
Is that close? is that close to Silver Lake?
Yeah, it's
yeah. So it's super that's close. A great scene. You want to get, you know, yeah, you definitely want to get involved in that. We have a lot of artists that come down and they're like, I'm like, where are you from up there? They're like, Silver Lake.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
But Venice is also, if I have to be in LA, that's a good place to be.
Yeah.
I like Venice, yeah. Santa Monica, but
it's a cool little neighborhood. I mean, it's definitely blowing up in its own way, but I like that it still feels like a neighborhood to me.
It does have that kind of a vibe. That's true. It's kind of more of a friendly little neighborhood vibe rather than, you know, you go down Wilshire or something. It's just like,
well, when I lived over there, like I didn't have a car. So I stayed, I mean, for like 3 years, I just stayed in Venice.
In Venice.
And like really just rode a bike. But now on the east side, it's like to ride a bike is a little more.
It's kind of scary.
It's a challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, riding a bike over in Venice is much more doable.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, we don't have the whole transportation thing figured out yet.
Yeah,
LA doesn't really have it. The public transportation figured out.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah, the train
and
all that.
You really need a car, and then you have to plan, 30 minutes to get every 2 miles?
At least,
It's rough. When I first moved to LA, I didn't have a car for almost the first year, and I would take the bus from time to time, but sometimes the bus just wouldn't come. Like, it just wouldn't show up. So I'd have to just walk wherever I was going. It was kind of messed up. Maybe I didn't understand the bus schedule. Maybe it's all on me. Some bus driver's what are you talking about?
It's only on weekdays, and you're there on a weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's a holiday. They have so many holidays you don't even know about, and it just says except for holidays.
Yeah,
but where do you look up which holidays?
Father's Day, Mother's Day,
right? All of them are acceptable. They love the holidays.
Well, if you're just tuning in, it's Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5, and we have a live in studio session with Bay Ledges. They are a brother and sister duo from Maine, but they are now located in Los Angeles, Venice and East LA, Little Armenia, respectively. And they just dropped their debut single, Safe, recently. It has 2 million streams on Spotify. It's been, it's really been doing super well. You guys got it won today's top tune on KCRW, Santa Monica's station. And then.
I like that you say that we won it.
Selected as today's top 10 at KCRW.
The champion
they
of
were the
day.
Chosen ones. They were chosen. And then Culture Collide premiered Safe's lyric video, and you're currently working on a new EP.
Yeah.
So how's that going?
So it's good. Yeah, the songs are pretty much close to done. It'll be like 4 new songs, I think we're looking to put it out in July. So
right on. Well, you'll have to come back and
definitely
and do another session with me when that happens.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you guys have any songs from that forthcoming EP that you'd be willing to play?
The other one we were going to play is actually from the EP we have out right now. We have this, there's another EP that's on Spotify as well.
Okay.
But yeah, and this is
no.
This is
I will.
From
that. I will take anything. Okay. Whatever you guys cool. want to play right now.
So, I mean, this is pretty much new anyway.
I'm, man, you have a Larrivé.
Yeah.
He has a Larrivé guitar. Everybody,
is that how you pronounce it? Oh, that's
Larrivé.
I'll take. Yeah,
it's more. It's if you want, I can call it my French grandmother if you really want to know how to pronounce it.
Do you have one as well?
I don't. I want one. Yeah. I want a Larrivé.
It's fun. I really love this guitar, but now that we're doing this project is a little more I feel like there's more energy on stage, and this thing sometimes feels a little big and clunky to have on you.
He's got a mini guitar.
So I pull that one out. Yeah.
Which is funny because you're so tall and you've got this little guitar, but it works.
You should have many. My philosophy in life is one woman, many guitars. Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Wait. Got a few guitars. Scratch.
Is that? You're like, it's the other way around. Yeah.
Used to be.
No, I'm kidding.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, it's Bay Ledges live on KX93.5. What's the name of this track you're going to perform for us?
It's called Mango.
Mango. Yeah. All right. Can't wait to hear it. Take it away, you guys. Cool.
Like a picture on your wall, do I make a better window? And if you wanna be true, it ain't hard to be. Just lock yourself in your room and only think about me.
Me?
Just try, try. Cause I wanna see some tears in your eyes. Roller skates, and I bought you a bag of mangoes. Sunburned with no sunblock, cause I forgot. Would you put some on my back? Cause I really wanna feel you try, try. Cause darling, if you only knew the mess I am inside.
Bay Ledges live on Human Crafted Radio. That was an original tune you can find online. It's on Spotify from their EP. Yeah. And that one was called Mango. That song had me moving, you guys.
Nice.
Really, really groovy.
Yeah, there's definitely more happening in the recording of that song. These are...
They're stripped down.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess I didn't... I shouldn't admit this on air, but I didn't do enough homework because I thought that since it was... I thought it was your debut single, Safe.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. I mean...
So I didn't know about your... What's your previous EP called?
It's called The EP.
The EP. Ooh.
Super mad, yeah.
I'm going to steal that one.
Very imaginative title. So that came out, like, last April, and then we put Safe out in November.
So that's the lead single for your forthcoming EP.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
So. Yeah.
EPs are very popular.
They are.
They're really popular.
Yeah, I feel like they're kind of a nice way, especially with music moving so fast now. It's like
a Whitman sampler, you know? You get the bat, just a little bit of everything.
A what sampler? I don't know what that is.
Totally, or a Russell Stover.
Sure,
I definitely stole that from something. Yeah. But, you know, the little chocolate things, and you just get this little sampling of, you know. And they're probably bad chocolates.
But I guess
they're
you could call it an album.
The Whitman sampler. That's going to be our full-length record. Actually, no, we can't use that.
Whitman sampler.
That's a great band name.
Whitman sampler.
That's bad chocolate. A sword. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all the ones. It's like two that you like, and I
know
think...
you never like the ones with like. I don't like the ones with like raspberry in them.
No, they're gross. Raspberry. I know.
You
gotta chocolate?
Be in a tough way. Like you need chocolate so badly.
Yeah, that it's so true. I will only go the fruit and chocolate route when I am like dying for chocolate.
It's not good.
Yeah,
you're like mixing so matching flavors.
You need to figure
flavors.
That out.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst. Terrible idea.
I'm over this.
Yeah.
We need to call them right now.
Yeah, like what are they doing? Like who put it together? Yeah. I just want to know.
Yeah.
I had a thought and a question and I can't
remember.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about EPs.
EPs.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they are popular.
Okay, yes, I had some things to say on that topic.
Sure.
All right. So, Google. I'm just kidding.
How to ask a question about EPs.
No, a lot of people these days, what they're doing instead is just slow dropping singles, you know, like every month or so. They're not even waiting for a collection of an EP or an album. Yeah. They're just releasing singles now. And then EPs do make more sense for the reasons you described. And then the full album, it's such an endeavor. It's like, I've been working on an album forever because it's everybody's different. It depends on your access to studio and equipment and all that.
Totally.
But like,
but people don't listen the same as they used to. Like people don't necessarily listen to like the whole
album. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And that's another good point. We have the single sales model. Everybody just wants to pick and choose. Like, I'll just listen to a sample, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Just scroll through. Yeah. Yeah, I guess we'll put this EP out and see.
But yeah, it's easier to get your teeth into like a 5-song thing.
Totally, totally. And I mean, I don't know. It is interesting now with Spotify. I don't know how many. I mean, I definitely listened to the whole Kendrick Lamar album just because I was like really excited about that. Totally. But few times do I like just sink into a
whole
album.
What do you think
album.
Of the new one as compared to To Pimp a Butterfly?
I mean, I love the new one.
Yeah, I'm into
it's
it
like,
too.
I think it's, I mean, it's definitely different than the last one, but I mean, it's like a piece of art.
I need to give it some more time then because I listened to it and I was like, not as good as To Pimp a Butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Really?
That's what I did. I didn't like give it a lot of attention and time, so I probably should. I'll go back.
Everyone's kind of like, really focused on that one track Humble right now. So it's kind of nice to go through and like discover other really great songs on it too.
Yeah, he's just incredible though.
Oh my God. That's
he's
what,
amazing.
Yeah, and that's what I mean by art. Like there's songs that on it that I don't necessarily that like musically might not have like the melody or something might not have pulled me in, but he like his lyrics and like creativity with how he puts stuff together
and his voices
his
voice exactly.
I remember
good.
When To Pimp a Butterfly came out I was just like this is what I've been wanting to hear for a long time. I don't know, I mean, because I don't know that scene very well, but you know all the popular stuff coming out was like turn off and then his came out, it's like it was like a throwback to Tupac, you know, and like it, like actually rapping about stuff that's meaningful to everyone, you know, like he's
totally.
Talking about real stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Not that I can necessarily relate, but I'm just saying it was like good.
There's
good
real
stuff
happening in the OC.
I don't know.
You gotta talk about it.
Oh my God.
It's kind of, it's getting a little bit sketchy. Actually, we have this funny little segment here called Jason Sings the Police Blotter. Jason is on our morning show. He's a British host as well as he's also a musician. So what he does is every Thursday he looks at like the police archives online of what of the crime that happened in Laguna Beach and he writes a song about one of them. It's
incredible.
And they're hilarious. He's amazing.
It's my favorite thing. Kendrick Lamar, I'm sure.
I told Jason the other day and I meant this as a serious compliment that this is the culmination of his life work. This is his legacy. This is what I will.
I wonder if it makes people want to commit a crime.
I will share it with my kids. I will. Oh, it's totally on the side of the criminal. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely a little bit glorifying crime.
Like, well, it's just funny because I bet because it's much smaller here than L.A. So like, there's a greater chance of the.
It's usually really dumb.
Who's involved.
Yeah. It's usually there's always the same people.
Oh, okay.
Like the same names, and then it's always really.
Does he
stupid.
Use names?
Yeah, because
that's incredible.
Yeah, if it's published, I mean, you know, people get it gets published. If you get like a drunk in public or get arrested for something, it can go on our local news site, and then, so the same characters keep resurfacing, and I also do this segment on this show called The Only in Laguna File where I talk about one of them, and I just, you know, rap about it for a little bit. But the point is, like, it could only happen in Laguna. And it's also, like, kind of to make everyone realize, like, this is, like, the main story today. Like, this is what happened in crime in our city. Like, we have it pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, somebody stole a candy bar. Like, that literally happened. Like,
and that was on there.
It was on there. It was, like, on there.
Somebody called the police to report that?
Yeah. But I think what happened was it was like a kind of like a homeless person downtown who would always do something in that store. So I don't think it was like a random person just stole a candy bar.
Always stealing that payday.
He was like always going for the candy bar. So they finally got him.
Yeah. We are all out of paydays.
And then somebody, there was one about stealing kombucha.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, like that's at the Whole Foods.
That's a serious crime in Laguna.
That's a highbrow crime.
You're stealing kombucha. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You need that probiotic. Seriously.
You have good kombucha with you, Georgia.
There's a rosemary spray.
Where'd you get that?
I got it across the street.
Yeah, that's where I get it.
Yeah.
We like the bottling of it. It looks pretty cool. It looks like a potion.
Watermelon rosemary kombucha. So good.
That's good Laguna kombucha.
Yes.
That's
now like write a song about it right now.
Laguna kombucha. Laguna kombucha.
Yeah. It rhymes.
That's
it rhymes.
Yeah. I'm gonna trademark that.
Oh gosh. Good Laguna
kombucha. Okay, you guys. Here's the thing. I could talk to you guys all day. You're really cool. You're really cool siblings, but I have work to do.
I
have the next rising star to hunt down on YouTube and invite them on the show. I'm kidding. But you guys got to drive back up to LA. So are you guys going to do it right now or are you going to wait for traffic to die down?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't know.
Monica Silva, she is our development director. She can point you in the best direction for happy hour.
Oh, yes. Yeah, amazing. Just have a couple of beers before heading out onto the road.
I think you can get away with like three now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just depending on your size.
Yeah,
you look like you could handle like maybe
like
two.
Like 10. Oh, okay. All right. Fine.
So that's about it, isn't it? No, I forgot to say something though. No, I didn't.
Thanks
we got everything.
Us.
You guys
thanks for having us.
Yeah, this was great.
You guys are welcome back anytime. I hope you come back in July when you drop your EP. And if you're just tuning in, this was Bay Ledges for a live in studio session. We'll have the full podcast up on our website shortly, kx935.com. Make sure to check out their track Safe on Spotify or wherever you like to consume your music these days. And they also have an EP called The EP that they released, I think, last year.
Yep.
So go check that out as well. All right. Thank you guys so much for coming in. We look forward to having you back soon.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Take care.